God, what a day it is.
What a day it has been. What a day it will be.
Welcome to Jedi Rocks, Shut Up About Star Wars, episode 28.
We have news for you guys.
Me and Robert are in a real weird place picking up with this episode. Yes. Here we are, June 2018, coming up on our 2-year anniversary soon.
God, yes.
The next episode very well could be the 2-year anniversary episode.
Oh, wow.
And it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. We've been doing this for 2 years. I love this show with all my heart. With that said, we may need to destroy it, Robert.
Well, okay, guys.
You want to deliver the news to them? I feel like I'm betraying the
whole nature of this show.
Yeah.
We are delving into Star Wars in a way we've never done before.
In a positive way.
In a positive
way. In a positive, chill-like way.
Not as cautious movie lovers.
No.
But as Star Wars fans. Griffin, where are we going?
Robert and I just bought our tickets to Star Wars Celebration Chicago 2019. Wow. Wow.
That's the where you put in the music.
Never thought I'd say that.
Never.
The weird thing is, so like, you know, for the listener, Chicago is very close to us.
Yes.
Location-wise. And so
we would not go.
If it was anywhere else, pretty
well,
much.
Well, maybe if it was closer.
If it was right in the state we live in. If it was anywhere else, we probably wouldn't be there. But because it was so accessible, no airfare needed, we could go.
Yeah.
If we wanted.
Yeah.
And so we were like, it just feels like something we have to do. Because, like, whether or not we want to say it or call ourselves this, Robert, but we are a fan of Star Wars in some regard.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we could say that.
The original trilogy, The Force Awakens. Solo. Couple minutes of The Last Jedi.
There's areas of The Last Jedi I like.
Ewan McGregor.
I love that guy. Love him. Love me some Ewan.
And so, Dan Olsen. I think we decided we want to go just, like, out of this whole place, out of curiosity, and also to just, I don't know, maybe feel it.
Maybe,
Solo gave us a little spark of hope, like, we liked Solo, and so maybe going to Star Wars Celebration will really reignite the fire that was there one day.
Well, here's the thing, is that rocks. Has an unofficial end date.
Yes.
After episode 9, we feel that rocks, you know, barring any sort of massive fan input, well, we'll end around that time frame. And so we have this sort of, this gap from Han Solo spinoff story to
the lead up to our 3-year anniversary and the lead up to episode 9, July 2019.
So it felt like we built up this podcast and our love of Star Wars probably more than this podcast has changed the way we'd ever look at Star Wars.
Absolutely.
We probably would like a lot more of these movies if we didn't have this podcast.
Talk about it at length for almost 30 episodes, yes.
So it's like, we just got to do it. It's like part of our arc, you know? It's part of our story
absolutely. Arc. Absolutely. We had our lowest point with The Last Jedi. That was our lowest low. That was our middle act, our middle chapter.
Exactly.
Pretty much perfectly. Year two is our lowest point, really. And year three will hopefully be the Return of the Jedi of our trilogy.
Yes, this is the darkest year.
Yes.
And so it just feels like we needed to, like, just something we had to do, something that was put in Chicago because the fates decided it was
and
time.
And we did, so, like, you know, the five-day passes sold out very quickly.
Yes.
And we heard that some of the other, like, the Saturday passes would be going very soon as well. Mm-hmm. And so we did leave it up to the, we waited, we slept on it another day, and we were like, we will leave it up to the fates.
Yes.
The duel of the fates.
Exactly.
Do you know Darth Maul's in the Solo movie?
What happened?
And everything was still fine today. We lucked out with a hotel all of a sudden.
Well, the big thing was that we're college students and the money was the issue.
Yes, and then, of course, you're like, oh my god, my tax returns. And then and you said that to me, I was like, oh my god. My tax returns. I totally forgot about
exactly.
It.
So it was,
and
like,
it was hilarious to see that it was almost like the perfect amount too.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so that felt like a sign, and we're going.
We're doing it. Yeah, we're headed out. So we're gonna be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if you're a fan and you see us,
we will be wearing Jedi Rocks merch the whole day.
Decked out.
We're gonna design 3 new t-shirts just for celebration. Email us, JediRocksPod@gmail.com, if you want one, if you're going, you want to support the show.
Yeah, and then we also decided that we...
we would try our luck and submit applications.
Submit some fan panels, yeah.
Yeah.
Jedi Rocks, we have not submitted that for the podcast area yet.
Needless to say, a show entitled Shut Up About Star Wars is probably not going to make it. Maybe if we just say... Oh, it's supposed to be called We Can't Shut Up About Star Wars.
Ooh, yes. Oh, my God. Good twist. Yeah, but now if they listen to this episode.
Whoops. It's out there. I'll fix it in post.
But instead, we decided to take 2 of our most marketable skills.
Absolutely.
Which is our ability to analyze film and our ability to break down a Wikipedia page.
Boom.
And we submitted both of those as panel ideas. So also, if you're listening... at Star Wars Twitter and tell them to let Griffin and Rob do their Wikipedia breakdown.
There's the two. We want to do the Wikipedia page one a lot more because that would be a lot of fun.
That would be
like, and
tons
people
of fun.
Would get our jokes and laugh at them. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe that would be the renaissance for Rocks.
Yeah, and that's the other reason too. Is like, I want that last stretch there of Rocks starting summer 2019. Let's just market the shit out of it.
Yeah,
let's just dump money upon money into it. Let's boost every Facebook page and just see what happens. Maybe we'll get a following in the last days of our lives. And we'll see. I don't even know what the show will be called then. I thought about calling that last one the Farewell Tour. Jedi Rocks the Farewell Tour.
Perhaps.
We'll see. We will see. But that's where we're at right now. This weird purgatory of Star Wars fandom.
Yes.
I don't know. And I'm excited.
I'm excited for it.
We bought them, and now I think... my brain's telling me I definitely have to be excited because we just spent $300.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Gotta be excited. Solo is holy shit. Oh my god. Solo is just tanking.
Oh man, it's gone, dude.
It's really upsetting. Like, I feel bad.
Deserves better than
for
Rogue One, for
Ron,
sure.
I feel bad for Alden. And just, oh god. And the worst thing about it is that it could have been so easily avoided.
Yes.
All the analysts' bullshit online, all the articles I've seen about it are like, poor marketing. And it's like, yeah, well, it's poor marketing because it was buried by 2 other massive blockbusters, one of which was your own movie.
Yes.
You should have just pushed this to
any other day, end of July,
beginning of August, not December, because...
or the November spot.
November would have been all right. I don't think anything's coming out in November.
I don't think... I mean, that's when artsy films come out, but
when all the Oscar noms, but... You know, that's not gonna...
Those don't make money at the box office.
Any other time. Yes. Except June. Because Incredibles and, Jurassic World.
And the December spot. But the thing is that they've been trying to get these movies onto the
Back into May. Back into the summer blockbuster season. But they also still haven't moved their Marvel movies from there. Marvel movies... Disney, you can't... You're learning... You have... I guess they have to take this as a... There's a lesson to be learned here, as... Woody Harrelson says, you can't just fill the summer with your own movies because they will collide with each other.
It's so easy. Like, I mean, I assume there has to be like little communication between them or something.
Moviegoers don't just have unlimited money. They can't go see Infinity War 4 times and then Deadpool twice and then Solo 60 times.
Six for the Solo, for the six directors.
Oh, yeah, please explain to the rockers that you're six for Solo.
Well, there's, of course, the legendary six for the League, or whatever it was called, where you see the Justice League six times for each of the six Justice League people. But, you know, here at Jedi Rocks, we got to see Solo six times for all six directors. You had Lord, Miller, Ron, Kathy, Larry, and Kiri, right?
Kiri Hart.
It's not Kiri. It was somebody else. I remember it was going to be somebody else.
Lord, Miller, Ron Howard.
George.
Because he directed that one second Kathy of and the Larry. Film.
Yeah, he was a director in it.
You know Kathy which, and Larry. Do you know, there was an interview with him, I believe, that where he talked about what exactly it was. Because there was this little bit. It's a scene where Han is in the closet with Kira. And she's trying on all the capes. And then she goes to put a cape back on the rack, and I believe there was originally a take where Alden just takes it out of her hands and puts it up there for her, but George is like, no, Han would like, he'd like smack it down or throw it behind him or something and be a little more carefree with it. Which, I don't know.
I think that's a good, probably good.
But poor Solo.
Solo.
Because it doesn't, like, listen, you know, it's good. It's fine. It's fine. It's not great. Force Awakens made more in a single day than Solo did in its entire opening weekend.
Yes. Well, it's like, the movie had a chance when it was Lord and Miller, because they are pretty, somebody pointed out that they've directed a lot of movies that nobody wanted. They directed the Lego movie and made that. Nobody wanted that.
People were like, ugh, the Lego movie.
Nobody wanted a reboot movie of the 21 Jump Street show from the early 90s. And nobody wanted a sequel to it, and then they made it work. So it's like, they're pretty good at making a movie that you don't want.
But making it, oh, maybe I do want
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I still wouldn't say this is Star Wars fatigue for the general movie-going audience. I don't think it is yet.
I don't think so.
It all comes down to timing. And whoever's decision that was.
It didn't have a chance. Like, there was never... I thought it might make some money, but I'm surprised it didn't even break even. But, like, it never had a chance.
For the three-day weekend was brutal. Like...
No, that's terrible.
That's not even, like, the low projections. The lowest projections had it at, like, 100 and some change for 3 days.
They had it for, like, 150, and then they brought it way down. Way down.
100. And then, like, right on, like, when Friday's numbers came in, they're like, oh, it's going to be less than 100. But I think even then, people were like 95, somewhere right in the high 90s. Not even. Holy shit.
I mean,
holy shit. That's really bad. They're going to lose upwards of 50 million.
Well, the thing was that they needed this opening audience to be at least wowed so that word of mouth could say, no, this one's a good one.
Yeah.
And it's not a wowing movie.
It's a... Yeah, if you want to go see it, if you got time. Hey. And people are like, well, I just saw Deadpool and Infinity War for the fifth time, so I can't.
It's like, well, I could just watch a movie on Netflix for free, and it'll be better. So it's like, it just didn't... It needed to be really good to wow people, and it couldn't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not gonna lie to somebody just because I liked it a lot.
It's good that, like, the first thing that comes to my mind when people are like, what's bad about it? And the first thing that comes to my mind is just the... quote, cinematography.
Yeah, we'll say, it's not that cinematography. Quotes,
no, whatever.
Red Letter Media is well, it's about like, that.
Obviously the saturation, the color of it, of course, is not cinematography. But the lighting of the scenes is. And like, you go and you look at the behind the scenes footage, and you can see in some of those things, they just didn't light it properly. Like, come on, guys. Who the fuck's in charge of this? The scene in Dryden Voss's, you know, his little his lobby cantina thing. It's bad, and you look at the behind the scenes footage, and it's not like there's lights there, and they dimmed it down in post. It's just there's nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably some artistic attempt at being like, well, it's dark and it's gritty, so we're gonna make it dark and hard to see, you know.
But it doesn't match the tone of the movie.
No, yeah, I know. It's just a bizarre choice, and we've said all we say about it. But like, it's just very.
Yeah.
I mean, it's poor Solo. Like, you know, I'm not. I don't think anyone's winning out of this one. This one doesn't deserve to be getting bombed at the box office.
It's awful because like this one sets up for a sequel hard.
Yeah, they were banking on it.
Not gonna get a sequel.
No, no way.
Rest in peace, Solo. Yes, I'll buy the Blu-ray when it comes out.
Man, I love Thor Ragnarok.
It's fun. Taika Waititi, it's fucking great.
It's great.
And director. I would only want to see a Boba Fett film if he's Boba Fett.
God, that'd be awesome. Because New Zealand, it's canon.
And also, he could be that sort of goofy version of him that ends up fucking flying into the side of a fucking sail barge and then dying.
Just that scene in Empire. Really,
it'd be, that's like, that would be a Lord and Miller one to do. That would be, man, that'd be so Lord good. And Miller, Taika Waititi, Boba Fett.
And it's like, and he's like, there's that scene where he's like, stands up to Vader and then like, he walks away and he's like, oh my god, I can't believe I just did that. Whoa. Lobot, did you see that?
Or we go with that idea of somebody else kills Boba Fett and wears the armor.
Because
Boba Fett could still be whatever, you could still make him a badass pre being murdered by Taika Waititi. And then Taika Waititi dicks around between Empire and Jedi.
He's like just flirting with girls in Jabba's Palace. That's why my Boba Fett's not doing any work. He's just like Taika Waititi just hanging out.
Yeah, he's just doing fucking whatever for 6 months as
Boba Fett. We gotta write this to Taika Waititi now.
Let's do it. Would he direct too? Would we have him direct too? Maybe he'd be better at directing.
I think I would. I think it would be neat to see.
Well, first off, we can't say Lord Miller because Lord Miller never
come back. But Taika Waititi directing it and then having somebody who's funny be in it, and then Taika Waititi can be like the side funny.
Oh my god! Could you imagine the reaction from some fans? They would hate. They would hate that so much.
Honestly, at this point, I think Star Wars needs to take itself a lot less seriously.
Well, it's hard because that's like one of the big issues with 8 is that sometimes it feels like it's not taking itself seriously enough with all the jokes. Yeah,
but sometimes, well, I mean good jokes, you know, but also I mean like they take the force, like destiny, all this stuff, and it's like, you know what, you say it so much, I don't care anymore about the forces or the destiny.
I would care if the movies were good.
But they haven't been, and people just can't pull that off anymore.
I would still like episode 9 to take itself seriously. But
I think it'll take itself neutrally.
Yeah, probably. Damn it. Yeah, we should fucking write the Boba Fett script. Oh my god.
The comedic Boba Fett script.
He becomes the manager of the Max Rebo band.
guys, I love your band.
And he can still be New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Taika knows a couple good New Zealand people. Yeah. You know, it could be Sam Neill.
Oh my god.
Just Sam Neill goofing around.
So, okay. Sam Neill and/or Taika Waititi are playing Boba Fett.
Yes.
And they're New Zealand, of course. They're from New Zealand. And then Hugh Jackman, of course, an Australian, plays rival bounty hunter Dengar.
Well, who would play Boba Fett at the start before new Boba Fett kills him and takes
some,
his
like,
armor?
Cool,
the
like
coolest guy we could find. The
coolest guy that you could actually like when you if you told that to Star Wars fans, this guy's playing Boba Fett, they would shit themselves.
God,
and then you just whoops, totally twist it. Christian Bale.
God, so it's got to be someone like even cooler a little bit. Like, oh, you want to know who it really should be? I know there's awful Star Wars fans who want it to be the original Boba Fett.
Like the old guy?
Not the old guy, the original Attack of the Clones Boba Fett.
No.
I know, he'd do awful, he's probably a terrible actor, but you say that.
Also for like the sake of like, you know, I don't know, I guess if we're just going to kill him in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, he like takes it off and like, oh, it's Boba Fett!
And then just
Yeah.
Whacks him like, with a big...
Takuichi's in like rags and he just clocks him on the head and steals like... the armor. Because then you could get around like fans being really upset that you tarnished Boba's character. You could say that he's not real life.
He's not real Boba Fett.
It's just
it really kind of saves the
somebody else is actually like in the armor is all.
It really saves that, and then
it does.
And then a great after credit scene where he's still in the Sarlacc pit. He's like, "Oh, you're gonna let me out now? I had a good,
so good.
A bit before."
All right, you.
Anybody hear me?
It's that robot chicken sketch of Boba Fett and the one guy that was on the sail barge.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Did Lando fall in? Yeah, whatever that kid's name is, they're like awful Star Wars fans, like the prequel memers who want him back.
Oh my god, somebody wants fucking on IMDb, somebody's made
top
a list.
25.
Number one, Ray Park. He plays fucking Darth Maul.
Oh my god.
What do you want? Then they have guy who played Jango Fett, which technically would make more sense visually.
Yeah,
because Boba Fett,
I guess, yeah. If it would be the Empire version, people want the middle age, the
As
middle era.
Wish.
Yeah, just
and
simple man trying
the
to make my
kid
way
Boba
to kind
Fett.
Of, yeah.
Then they have the old Boba Fett.
Just.
And then Jonathan Rhys.
Do they have
Myers?
The Tobias Fünke looking Boba Fett they did for the 97 reshoots?
I forgot about that picture. That's so funny. Jeremy Renner, maybe?
I think people would lose. I think, yeah, people would love that. He's like the perfect.
Jeremy Renner, that'd be cool. Luke Evans, make a little bit of sense.
That'd make a little sense, yeah.
Yeah, he's like kind of suave looking. Dominic Cooper.
Any kind of goobery actor.
People want Sam Witwer.
I don't know. Somebody who's really like dorky and like goofy, you know?
Taika Waititi would be perfect.
He would be perfect, but I'd want him to direct it, and I don't know if he'd want to lead and direct.
He's doing it all the time.
Yeah, but he's not the lead.
Oh.
In a big production like this.
I guess, but like...
John C. Riley.
He could do it. Oh my god,
I was thinking
John
C. Riley.
Hey, I'm just here being Boba Fett, I don't know. Yeah, I'm a Amanda Florbilurb or whatever.
Some comedy actor like that where it's just a total marketing blackout too. Like you fuck with these people. You go most badass
shots.
Yeah,
because like so we do the first 10 minutes is that real life Boba Fett.
Like it's the Empire scene.
Yeah.
And then like a couple bits later where he's in the full costume and he's like doing something badass on the sail barge.
Yeah.
And, like, the first 10 minutes is Empire, mm-hmm. where he's, like, where he stands up to Vader, and then he's, like, walking Han Solo out.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, some...
I think maybe, like, him arriving on Tatooine, and so he's, like, delivering Han to Jabba, and then as he's getting off on, like, you know, there's, like, a group of little, of, like, Jawas and Junkers and everything on Tatooine, and they jump him.
Yeah.
And he takes out a bunch of them, and then
it's a super cool scene. And then, like, just somebody like he takes off his helmet, and you're like, and then he just gets whacked. Got him, guys.
Guys.
Oh,
everybody's dead.
Oh shoot,
right.
Mike.
Yeah. And so, like, in all the trailers, it's all just the like footage from that first 10 minutes, and maybe some action sequences
later. Yeah.
But then when people see the movie, he gets clocked. And
he gets clocked because he's not paying attention.
Oh my god, that would be so good.
That would be the best. It should be Hugh Jackman, I think, actually, would be a really good...
No,
fucking...
he's too action-y.
Exactly. Like, No. Original Boba Fett would be Hugh Jackman.
Oh, okay.
And then take off the mask. Whoa, cool!
It's Hugh Jackman! Like, yeah, the whole time nobody knows who's playing him. It's Hugh Jackman!
Yeah, and then like the reveal of starring Hugh Jackman.
Oh, that'd be so fucking funny.
Because Boba Fett doesn't talk in return, so like...
Yeah, no, he just looks cool.
So it's not like even canon that he's like got the voice.
He's like too afraid to talk
he's
in all
like,
the scenes.
Yeah, he doesn't want to... He's doing like a bad New Zealand accent.
Oh god, they're gonna know. They're gonna know I'm not actually Boba Fett. I'll just stand here.
Does his arm cross scene?
He's like,
got a thermal detonator! Should take out my gun, right?
He's watching fucking Jedi Rocks. And he's like, kind of tweaking a little close of him tapping his foot.
He starts like grooving a little bit, and, like people look at him. And...
This is a pretty good song. This isn't bad. I like this.
Tony Hale.
As what, the new one?
As the new one, the yeah. The like, one? Yeah, the new
He's just doing Buster. These are my medals, mother. From the Clone Wars.
Jedi Rocks pitches a Boba Fett film.
So good. So good. So then would we lock Taika in as the director for sure?
As a director for sure.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'm still in the air about if he'd even want to, theoretically, if he wanted to direct it, and would he want to...
Do you see the art, the fan art? That's how that idea was in my head, was somebody drew him.
Oh, really?
The artist doing the Star Wars comic drew it.
Oh, really? Huh. That's a good pitch. Just like the most famous badass guy, like, actor that everyone could ever want.
Yeah.
The perfect casting, and you leak it, and you let everyone know.
They do it at the Star Wars celebration. They have him come out and everything in the armor.
just a whole total trick.
God, it'd be so good.
Oh, that would be one of the most amazing. That would be the best. And Star Wars fans would hate it.
Oh, they would hate it so much.
Oh, but it'd be a genuinely good movie at the end of the day.
Yeah. God, fuck, it'd be cool.
Is that Han Solo?
Because but you're totally right, because you could, because then you preserve, because, fucking, there's no way around it. Return of the Jedi totally fucks, like, if you want to have this idea of Boba Fett in your mind, of him being a great, badass bounty hunter, Return of the Jedi totally shits all over
the idea. Yeah, he gets hit when he's not looking.
Now, how do I fly this? Slave One, that's kind of that's edgy. Where's this package going? Oh, he's got coordinates here set for Jabba's palace.
Ooh, looks like a payday.
And then Jabba pays him, and he's like, holy shit.
Everyone's so like, hey, Boba, what's up, Boba?
It's me, Boba Fett.
I'm here. Guys,
doesn't even know his own name.
He's like, what, why, who's... Oh, yeah, it's me, Boba Fett.
He's looking around like, who's this Boba Fett character?
Boba Fett.
There you go. And then you can say that Boba Fett was a real badass, and you give him a million comic books.
Yeah, you give him the comic books.
Before Return of the Jedi. God, that'd be so good.
But the marketing, you have to do the full marketing.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I'm sure one actor would love to do something avant-garde like that.
As long as they were paying enough. Because he would have to do all the press, too.
Yes, yeah, but so, I think, like, he'd still get paid a lot, I'm sure.
If you do a nobody as Boba, the real Boba.
Yeah, the real Boba.
Then you could just even it out, and, like, you'd still have to pay that fake person a shit ton.
Some improv actor that Taika likes.
God, that'd be so good. Wow. 28 episodes of Rocks. Next up, the 2-year anniversary, Robert. Can you believe it?
Wow, I can't believe it.
I think that's when we can do the full casting reveal for Jedi Rocks. We'll have the whole casting call. The curtain call, I should say. Call. Well, that's when we'll do that. We'll do a great breakdown, and you'll have a couple reels for us, correct? Right, you'll have a best of reel and maybe some other goodies, perhaps?
A little surprise for you guys.
Great. Real quick, Robert, what's episode 9 going to be titled?
The Next Generation. Star Trek The Next Generation.
Star Wars Episode 9, Star Trek The Next Generation.
That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Star Wars Episode 9, look at the Empire. And then Empire scribbled out and it says First Order. Star Wars Episode 9, wow, look at the First Order. That's it. I don't know. I got nothing today.
I don't know. I'm too busy thinking about the Boba Fett movie we pitched.
All right, everybody. So, how many places? You can find us so many places. Oh, my God. So many places. Email us at JediRocksPod@gmail.com if you have any thoughts on the show. Leave a review on iTunes and put it in a character voice. Say what voice you want to be read in. We'll read it on the show in a character voice of your choosing. What else? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, all at Jedi Rocks Pod. Follow us for some memes and updates or whatever. I don't know. Just bullshit. All the episodes go up in full on YouTube. So, I don't know. Listen to the show. Share the show if you'd like it. Tell us if you're going to be at Star Wars Celebration and what our Celebration merch should feature. Hopefully we get a panel and we take all this down and nothing will matter.
And we would have to do it if we get the panel.
And we'll be...
But if they like the panel...
That's true. That's true. Yeah, we'll have to. Whoops. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, everybody. We'll see you guys soon for the 2-year anniversary of Jedi Rocks. Wow. Holy shit. Robert, give us that catchphrase.
Griffin and fans, it's time to celebrate Star Wars.
Hey! Woo!